by the crowd of worshippers, sorry for their sins, was a poor wanderer rudely brought in. Scribes came and Pharisees, anxious to see what the meek Nazarene's verdict would be. They told of her wanderings, making each flaw, spoke of her punishment, quoting the law. Riding upon the ground, sadly and slow, but said he unheedingly, head bending low, "Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." Still cried the Pharisees, "Pray, Master, pray. What shall we do with her? What doth thou say?" Then said he rebukingly, "Let the first stone come from the sinless hands, hence and alone. Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more." Cheeks flushing with the shame, turning about, and from his presence walking slowly out. Then saw we standing there, head bending low, he who the world despised, bade her sin no more. Spoke he most tenderly, "Pray, woman, pray. Hast thou no accusers? Nay, Master, nay. Neither do I condemn thee, soul sick and sore. Go forth, I pardon thee, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, precious words divine, from the lips of mercy, like the sweetest chimes. Wonderful words of Jesus, sing them o'er and o'er. Neither do I condemn thee.
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 Go and sin no more."